ओम शांति। 13th November 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be an unlimited server who brings about transformation while having benevolent feeling for all. The majority of the children place a desire in front of Bab Dada that such and such relative of theirs should change, or that their family members become their companions. However, because you have that desire while considering just those souls as belonging to you, there is a wall of limitation. Your benevolent feelings do not reach those souls. An unlimited server has got soul conscious feelings for all and has unlimited vision of soul consciousness. When you have good wishes with the attitude of brotherhood, you definitely receive fruit of that. This is the accurate way of serving through the mind. Whenever somebody comes in Gyan, he gets so intoxicated that he wants that everyone should join the troop which he has joined. And that's why he tries everything to bring others in this Gyan. So Baba is pinpointing at this particular thing, that there are children who place before Bab Dada their desires that their relatives should come in Gyan, they should become their companion. But Baba says there is something which is known as wall of limitation. Wall of limitation. And because of this wall, their benevolent feeling, their good vibrations do not reach those souls. Before we try to understand this, it's something very important to understand is, what is the basis of coming in Gyan? We can divide souls into numerous categories. The first category of soul, those who come in Gyan, is on the basis of knowledge. And this category, very few are there. They wanted to know the truth. They were searching truth intensely. And they have ransacked everything of this world, tried to search that truth in every nook and corner, and ultimately they came here. This is one category of soul. We can say they are intellectuals, those who are learned, those who have read a lot, and that reading has created in them an intense desire to know the truth, to know the ultimate. They have studied almost all philosophies of the world. And the more they studied, the more it created confusion. And now they want to come out of this confusion. And they want to know the ultimate truth, the final truth. And this is one category of souls who come in Gyan through an intense experience of some realization, So that is one category, but these are very, very few. They are highly intellectuals. But they search truth, and their quest got quenched after they reached this place. This is one category. Second category of souls are mystics. They are emotional. They are full of feelings. And they are also the souls who have been following the path of bhakti, but not getting satisfied. They had innumerable gurus, but none of the gurus satisfied them. So that is another group of people who are full of emotions, feelings, love, love for God. The first category may not have love for God, but the second, they are intensely interested, intensely deep, soaked in love of God. Only thing is that the exact nature of God, introduction of God is unknown to them. But that is these are the soul. So these are the two types of souls who come in Gyan, and they are very strong, both of them. Their basis is very strong because they both were in search of God, and that search came to a fulfillment after coming to this place, after coming to this yajna, after coming to this Gyan. So these are the two. The third category of soul, they have taken birth in the Brahmin family. They have taken birth in the Brahmin family. And for many years they have been going to the center, but absolutely untouched, totally immune to the effect of spirituality and God. And one day, something touches them and they come in Gyan. And one day, the knowledge enters their intellect, which they have been hearing from very long time. And that point of time, they make some decisions of their life. So these are the third category of souls who are born in the Brahmin family. Born and brought up in the Brahmin family. Their parents are Brahmin. And then they come in Gyan. So that is the third category, where the heat is not very intense earlier, but gradually it does become. The other category of souls, they come by force. They are not interested, but somebody forces them, maybe peer pressure or something like that. So that becomes by that way they come in Gyan. By force, by compulsion. Then there are others who come in Gyan by temptations. Temptation of what? Temptation of toli and temptation of food. And temptation of comforts. And temptation of peace is still a higher thing. Temptation of material things. They see that after coming here, there are a lot of comforts and a lot of good things over here. So why not to go there? In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has raised a very poignant issue. Those who surrender and they keep on eating, khate khate khatm, they get destroyed, finished. They keep on eating and don't do any service. So, some temptation pulled them. And that's why they came in Gyan. Their basis of coming in Gyan is not Gyan. Their basis of coming in Gyan is not love of God. Their basis of coming in God is not that emotion. So this is also one category of the souls we find here in this yajna. Then there are certain souls who are absolutely innocent. They have no knowledge of what is good and what is bad. They were going and they saw a center, and then they entered inside. And they received a course and they started this path of knowledge. but they remained very cold effort makers throughout. There is no heat. There is no fire in their Purusharth. Then there is another category of souls who have come by divine visions. They have received some divine visions, maybe in their dreams or at other point of time. They have seen things. There are many Madhuban Nivasis here, those who have seen this Panda Bhavan in their dreams even before coming here. There are people who have seen Brahma Baba and they had no knowledge of who they are. And sometimes it is divine vision, sometimes it's just a dream. I remember I myself had seen long back when I did not know Brahma Kumaris and I had no knowledge about it, and somebody of my family member had come in Gyan. I saw once in my dream Brahma Baba. And I told ki this Baba of yours had come in my dream. Though I had nothing, no knowledge of it, and I didn't know why. So sometimes those things also happen. So five types of dreams are there. Out of that, the fifth dream is this, where you see something which is unknown to you, some divine visions. Any other category of souls who come in Gyan? then there is another group, this who continuously receive Sakash. The relatives are giving them Sakash and they can't help. They have to come because of this bombardment of unlimited Sakash. The power of Sakash pulls them into this Gyan. So these are the 7-8 different categories of people, souls who come in Gyan. You can divide them just into two groups overall. In this Brahma Kumaris, there are just two groups of people. One are philosophers, others are mystics. Philosophers means very intelligent, who decide, who understand, who judge, who discern, who discriminate, who try to reason out things, what is right, what is wrong, who try to understand things. That is one group. They are intellectual philosophers. There is another group of devotees, of mystics, of emotional. For them that is not very important to understand knowledge. For them this is important, that Baba has said this, that's it. That much is enough. So that is mystics. That is a sort of devotee minded people. So these are two groups. So now in this today's blessing, Baba is saying, majority of children place their one desire in front of Baba Dada. What is that desire? Baba, my such and such relative should change. Baba, this person should come in Gyan. My family members should become companion. My husband should come in Gyan. My children should come in Gyan. My wife should come in Gyan. My parents should come in Gyan. My grandchildren should come in Gyan. Or if they are already in Gyan, they should become little more intense Purusharthi. All these desires, they keep, these are very good desires in fact. And they place all of these desires in front of Baba Dada. But Baba says, they do not reach. Your benevolent feeling do not reach them because what is there? There is wall of limitation. So long as this feeling is there, he is mine. Your benevolence, your benevolent feeling, your goodwill, your good wishes, your pure feelings will not reach them. In fact, the very concept or clause that they are mine is a limitation, is a hindrance. And more often than not, we want somebody to come in knowledge, That's a very good desire. But we ourselves are the obstruction. It's because of we that he is not coming in Gyan. I want somebody to come in Gyan and he is not coming. Probably I am the greatest hindrance in his path. My attachment to that soul is a hindrance. Once that hindrance falls down, once this barrier falls down, once this impedance is gone, the path will become unhindered. Obstacle free for that soul. So, walls of limitations. And the greatest wall of limitation is I and mine. And the greatest wall of limit. In one of the Murlis, Baba has said, you say that my relative should come in Gyan. Did you ever say that the whole India should come in Gyan? You never expressed that desire? In one of the Sakar Murli, Baba had sarcastically said that. So long as that limited vision is there, things will not work. Once Dadi Janki had gone to London long back, that was very, very old Yajna story. And there were sisters who were sitting there. And Dadi said, what are you doing? They said, we are doing yoga to get land for center. Dadi said, what a waste of time. Why are you wasting your yoga in procuring some land? If land has to come, it will come. Don't remain in that limited consciousness. So, the first thing is wall of limitation. Then, an unlimited service has soul conscious feelings. The second thing which is needed is, first is no wall of limitation. Second is soul conscious feelings. Atmik bhav. Let everyone get benefited. Let this knowledge reach to each and every soul. Only this much or only that much. Definitely we have benevolent feelings for all, but this is a limitation. When I say that this group, that group, this family, that family, it's good that we have benevolent feelings for a particular set of souls, but it's best to have unlimited feelings. Otherwise, this moho, this attachment is dangerous. In yesterday's Murli, Baba called this attachment ghost. It's a ghost. Many are haunted by this ghost. So have unlimited feeling. Bahujana hitaya, bahujana sukhaya. For the welfare of the many, for the happiness of the many, we have taken birth. We are not born for one person, one family, one society, one state, one nation. Our vision is unlimited. So, that feeling should remain even whilst working in a very small place, even while staying in a very small family. But the vision should be absolutely unlimited. Recently, there was a Murli on Avatar. Incarnations. And all the incarnations, wherever they were born, whatever they used to speak, there it was. People would not understand them, what they are talking of. Their language was very different because they were far ahead of their times. Most of them were misunderstood by the contemporary people because they had unlimited vision. Whether this Copernicus or Galileo, when they came and when they propounded the theory that it's the earth that is moving around the sun and not the sun moving around the earth, and that the earth is circle and not flat, they were opposed like anything by the people of that time. So any revolution goes through that phase of opposition. anything, whatever new you try to do, that will go through a phase of intense opposition. Any organization passes through three stages. Any organization or any new things. The first is ridicule. People will laugh at you. People will make you a butt of laughter. Anything new ideas. Second, opposition. And third, acceptance. This institution has also passed through these three stages. First, people laughed. Then they started opposing. And then there was acceptance, universal acceptance of this. And they are proud. And the greatest example is this present, one of the ministers, L.K. Advani. He was born in Sindh. And he talks with pride that this institution belongs to Sindh, where I was born. Because he was from Sindh. So, passing through these stages. So, unlimited vision for everything. Just as Brahma Baba, when Baba used to sit in history hall and relate Murli, he would look like this, as if there are thousands and thousands of people who are sitting, while there were only 10 people, and they are also sleepy. When Baba is sitting and sitting like this and he is watching, as if he is speaking in front of huge unlimited audience, because he was not addressing that limited audience. He was speaking to those unborn souls who had yet to take birth. This knowledge had not gone to foreign countries. It was only limited to India. But Baba was speaking with those children who were scattered around the world. The seed was getting sown at that time. And the fruit came much later. But it was that unlimited vision of this man, that this institution, this yajna, has grown to such a unlimited extent with innumerable branches and ramifications. So, the second thing is unlimited soul conscious feelings. And third thing is, again related to that only, unlimited vision of soul consciousness. So when you have good wishes with the attitude of brotherhood, now this is the third thing, attitude of brotherhood. In yesterday's Murli Baba, while explaining one song in the first paragraph, told three meanings of that song. The first meaning is father, he is father. God is Father. Second, since He is Father, then who are we? Brothers and sisters. And third, since He is Father and He is Creator. So these are the three things. So that unlimited vision of brotherhood. All are my brothers and all are my sisters. When I think that I am a child of Brahma, and when I think that I am a soul, all are souls. So that is a great protection, or that is a yukti, a gimmick, a way to stay safe. Otherwise, this limited consciousness of maleness and femaleness opens the door for vices. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, these vices are poison. That's why the monks, the sannyasins, they give up. This is what? Poison. So when this vice, this lust is poison, they show this is like that, with that two bones, like that. Danger. 10,000 volt. It is like that. So this is a poison. That's why it's good that we want that our relatives who are not in Gyan should come in Gyan, or they should at least become cooperative so that our path becomes obstacle free. But there are so many things operating there. It's good that we want that they should come in Gyan, but we must realize that there are so many things operating. First, each soul has to finish his path of bhakti. Then only he will come in Gyan. He will not come in Gyan according to your whims and fancies, according to your desires. He has his own account to settle. So first thing is, he has bhakti to complete. You can't snatch away his bhakti. He has his bhakti to complete. Let him complete his bhakti, then automatically he will come. Not before that. Second thing is, if you want this person to come in Gyan, the lock of his intellect should open. There should happen unlocking of intellect. In today's Murli, Baba said, those who don't do service, Baba locks their intellect. Just for the namesake, they are surrendered, but they keep on khate khate khatam. They keep on eating and are destroyed without doing service. It is Baba's order that remember me. The ocean of knowledge says, remember me. In that night class, Baba said, it is Baba's order. Agya, remember me. In the Murli, Baba said, ocean of knowledge says, remember me. So, it is their intellect should unlock. Then only they will come in Gyan. Means this knowledge should appeal to them. Otherwise, they will not. Their intellect will not accept anything which is forced upon it. It should percolate within the grey matters. It should go deep within the cortex. And they should feel that this is mine. And there should happen a feeling of belongingness. And another thing is love of God. Unless and until deep, intense love of God has taken birth in their hearts, how can they love God? How can they have nishchay? And one more thing, the divine call. This is the most important. Each soul has to receive a divine call. Unless and until that soul receives that divine call, he will not come. No matter what you do, a divine call should arise somewhere. Somewhere from the sky. Somewhere from the region above the sky. Somewhere from this universe. A call, a clarion call. An unlimited call. A spiritual call, a godly call should enter, breaking all the barriers, and they should realize, yes, I have to go. Yes, this is a call for me. I remember I had gone to one ashram long back, and in that ashram in Tamil Nadu, there was a huge ashram there, and one young man used to come there every day, and he used to talk with the sadhus and sannyasis and the swamis there, and he used to say, I want to join this order of renunciation, but I am not getting any call. And the sadhus and the swamis and the heads of the monks used to tell them, wait, don't come. He used to say, should I give up my job and come to you? They used to say, wait, 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 wait for the call. The call will come. But you, till that time, you prepare yourself for that call, for that divine call. So unless and until the souls receive divine call, they are not going to come. And one more thing, since you are attached to them, your attachment is an obstruction. Break that attachment to them. Automatically they will come again. You are the hindrance. Get out of their path. Don't stop the rays of God falling upon them. You are standing like this and they are here. And you want Shivaba's rays to fall upon them. Why you are standing? Get down. Step down and they will come in Gyan. So, and one more thing, unless and until they develop Vairag, they are not going to come in Gyan. Such unlimited disinterest for the world. They are so much drowned and soaked in this world, in the worldly, filthy, ephemeral, transitory, evanescent presence, pleasures of this world. Do you think that they will give up that and they will give up and come here? In this Abu, you have seen recently Diwali, what a crowd it was everywhere. If you ask that crowd to come and sit here in Om Shanti Bhavan and sit in meditation, how restless they will become. They will become restless. If you tell them, for one day you have to observe silence, they will start some sign language, sign boards, or typing, and many things. They would be a digital traffic jam with their messages. They will become restless because they are attached to this world. And for them, that is the only pleasure of life. If you snatch away that, they might turn insane and might land up in lunatic asylum. This world is a great lunatic asylum. Somebody is mad after wealth. Somebody is mad after women. Somebody is mad after name, fame, glory. Somebody is mad after some frivolous pleasures of this world. Something or other. Everybody is mad. There are only few souls who are sitting here who are mad after God. We are also mad. But our madness, our insanity, our intoxication is entirely different. But madness is still there. We are also mad. Otherwise, so much pleasures in the world. What, living that, sitting in this jungle, in Mount Abu, in small village, and the outside world beckons us, calls us. So this is also spiritual madhouse. We are spiritual insane, suffering from intense insanity of spirituality and divine love. So this is also necessary. So these are all the different things from today's blessing. Om Shanti.